of God's Word that I must venture to read this evening. The first you will find in the book of Genesis, chapter 37, and reading to verse 11, and then venturing to further read chapter 39 in the book of Genesis. So our first reading in the book of Genesis, chapter 37, and reading to verse 11. And Jacob dwelt in the land wherein his father was a stranger, in the land of Canaan. These are the generations of Jacob. Joseph, being 17 years old, was feeding the flock with his brethren, and the lad was with the sons of Bilhah and with the sons of Zilpah, his father's wives. And Joseph brought unto his father their evil report. Now Israel loved Joseph more than all his children, because he was the son of his old age, and he made him a coat of many colours. And when his brethren saw that their father loved him more than all his brethren, they hated him and could not speak peaceably unto him. And Joseph dreamed a dream, and he told it his brethren, and they hated him yet the more. And he said unto them, "Hear, I pray you, this dream which I have dreamed. For behold, we were binding sheaves in the field, and lo, my sheaf arose, and also stood upright. And behold, your sheaves stood round about, and made obeisance to my sheaf." And his brethren said unto him, "Shalt thou indeed reign over us? Or shalt thou indeed have dominion over us?" And they hated him yet the more for his dreams and for his words. And he dreamed yet another dream, and told it his brethren, and said, "Behold, I have dreamed a dream more. And behold, the sun and the moon and the 11 stars made obeisance to me." And he told it to his father and to his brethren. And his father rebuked him, and said unto him, "What is this dream that thou hast dreamed? Shall I and thy mother and thy brethren indeed come to bow down ourselves to thee, to the earth?" And his brethren envied him, but his father observed the saying. I must go on in venturing to read chapter 39. And Joseph was brought down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, an Egyptian bought him at the hands of the Ishmaelites, which had brought him down thither. And the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hand. And Joseph found grace in his sight, and he served him, and he made him overseer over his house, and all that he had he put into his hand. And it came to pass, from the time he had made him overseer in his house, and over all that he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. I think we might rightly pause and put it like this. And it came to pass, from the time that he made him overseer in his house, and over all that he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Jesus' sake. And the blessing of the Lord was upon all that he had in the house and in the field. And he left all that he had in Joseph's hand. And he knew not aught he had, save the bread which he did eat. And Joseph was a goodly person and well favored. It came to pass after these things that his master's wife cast her eyes upon Joseph, and she said, "Lie with me." But he refused and said unto his master's wife, "Behold, my master wotteth not what is with me in the house, and he hath committed all that he hath to my hand. There is none greater in this house than I, neither hath he kept back anything from me but thee, because thou art his wife. How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God?" And it came to pass, as she spake to Joseph day by day, that he hearkened not unto her to lie by her, or to be with her. It came to pass about this time that Joseph went into the house to do his business, and there was none of the men of the house there within. And she caught him by his garment, saying, "Lie with me." And he left his garment in her hand, and fled, and got him out. It came to pass, when she saw that he had left his garment in her hand, and was fled forth, that she called unto the men of her house, and spake unto them, saying, "See, he hath brought in an Hebrew unto us, to mock us. He came in unto me to lie with me, and I cried with a loud voice, And it came to pass, when he heard, that I lifted up my voice and cried, that he left his garment with me and fled and got him out. And she laid up his garment by her until his Lord came home. And she spake unto him according to these words, saying, the Hebrew servant which thou hast brought unto us came in unto me to mock me. And it came to pass, as I lifted up my voice and cried, that he left his garment with me and fled out. And it came to pass, when his master heard the words of his wife, which he spake unto him, saying, after this manner did thy servant to me, that his wrath was kindled. And Joseph's master took him and put him into the prison, a place where the king's prisoners were bound. And he was there in the prison, but the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy and gave him favour in the sight of the keeper of the prison. And the keeper of the prison committed to Joseph's hand all the prisoners that were in the prison. And whatsoever they did there, he was the doer of it. The keeper of the prison looked not to anything that was under his hand, because the Lord was with him. And that which he did, the Lord made it to prosper. May the Lord be pleased to bless to our souls his holy word, and in much mercy teach me, teach us how to pray. O most holy God, we have been permitted come once more into this house of God. And, O Lord, thou alone knowest if we shall ever stand here again. That, Lord, is in thy hands, and that is where we would be given grace to commit all our ways into thy hand. That, Lord, having been permitted to come, and having been granted yearning mercies to come, Lord, oh, that thou wilt be pleased to so come into our midst this evening. We know it's a great thing to ask. But Lord, we often find our very soul burdened regarding thy word that tells us that the time when the temple was dedicated, that the glory of the Lord filled the house of the Lord. And the effect of it, we believe we can understand this. That the priests and the Levites, they couldn't stand to minister by reason of that glory. Oh Lord, in some little measure, might it be true here this evening that thy glory might fill this house, and that we, a company of poor sinners, might be allowed to sit at the feet of Jesus to hear his voice. And Lord, thou knowest also that our mind has gone back to the first time that we did come into this house of God, venturing with thy holy word. Oh, many, many years have gone over us since then. But thy word, Lord, we would plead it, we have already pleaded it in our dear friend's home around their meal table this evening. But oh, that such truth as this could be really fulfilled here this evening. When Cornelius, filled with wonder, love and praise, to think that his cries had been answered, and that he had fulfilled the will of God in sending for Peter. And we are told that when Peter came in, Cornelius, left to his own feelings, fell down to worship Peter. And Lord, we have long felt, oh, what grace was given to dear Peter to then stand up. I myself also am a man, and then Cornelius. And Lord, thou knowest if we believe there are, but may there be those here tonight have really been compelled to pray about this service. And any, Lord, that have come here with burdened hearts, longing that thou wouldest be pleased to speak right into their heart this evening, a thus saith the Lord. But oh, that we could be gathered in the same spirit of divine truth as Cornelius uttered on that occasion. Now, therefore, are we all here present before God? We know that this is a great thing to ask, Lord, but oh, could it please thee to favour us with it? Lord, may we and may those that have gathered here, Lord, yes, even the children, young people, we know it's half term time with them. And thou only knowest if the children that are here have come willingly to this service, or whether it has been a complete opposite in their minds. But Lord, might we be favoured with this blessing of blessings we feel, to really feel. Now therefore, are we all here present before God? Oh, that we could be brought there, Lord, together here tonight. And then thou knowest how many have been praying in that that followed, to hear all things that are commanded thee of God. We believe there are such here, Lord. And thou knowest how they've prayed. There could be those here that may have been praying something like this. And Lord, thou knowest for how long they may have been praying in such a way. But Lord, are there those here tonight who may have come to thee like this, and they have said, Lord, the minister we expect, or the poor man that we expect to preach to us tonight, knows nothing about me, knows nothing about us. But oh, have they gone on, Lord, to plead, even to wrestle with thee, that this poor sinner might be directed of the Holy Spirit to come right into their life, right into their path, right into the exercises of their souls. Oh, may it be so. Lord, thou only knowest what thy will is for the cause of truth here, the church and the congregation that gather here, and those, Lord, whom thou hast planted here in thy house, those, Lord, that thou hast brought to know and feel that this is none other but the house of God and this is the gate of heaven. Those, Lord, that have been favoured like Jacob at Bethel. Oh, and here they are again, waiting to feel thy touch. But, oh Lord, might it be thy sovereign will and pleasure to hear and answer such cries. Lord, such cries. And then we would pray for the flock here that even yet, and this, Lord, is in thy hands, but oh, that thou wouldest yet grant to them an under-shepherd. We hope we can feel a little for them, because, Lord, as we have stood here and in the vestry too, over the years, Lord, we have been favoured to know and to feel that there is life here, spiritual life, spiritual exercises. Those who do come seeking Jesus, those who know what it is to fall at thy feet as a poor, helpless, vile, wretched sinner. And yet, Lord, it is to such that thou wilt indeed bless. But Lord, might it please thee yet to grant them an under-shepherd. We would take up Moses' prayer for them, that the God of the spirits of all flesh would set a man over the congregation here to go in before them and out before them, to lead them out and to bring them in, that they shall not be a sheep without a shepherd. Lord, thou hast favoured them and blessed them in many ways, and thou hast brought one and another to the point where they have had to come and tell to sinners round what a dear Saviour they have found, and they have pointed to thy redeeming blood, and they have said, behold the way to God. Lord, go on then to bless them in every way, Lord, and especially in and with those spiritual blessings that are to be found in Jesus Christ alone. So, Lord, come this evening. Oh, do come. Do come, Lord, and bring us together in Christ. Might we lose sight of one another completely. My mind goes back to a number of occasions when we've been here, and Lord, perhaps to one occasion especially. And oh, how we believe we did preach that evening from our own very soul. And it was this: for to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Lord, we remember that evening, knowing and feeling that it was in the vestry. But Lord, thou wast here, we know thou wast here. So come again, if it could please thee. Bless, we pray thee, everyone that is here, from the youngest to the oldest, and everyone in between. And Lord, do still bless them. Remember their deacons still to be with them in their great and solemn responsibilities, and do favour them still, and the church here And oh, that there could yet be those that knowest if there is even one soul here tonight that is carrying this burden, Lord, and they will know if they are. Oh, but do bring them to the same place as we were prayed for over 50 years ago now in Jaira Tentalin, when one dear friend prayed like this, and we would pray as he did that evening. And oh, how it entered my very soul. But he asked, Lord, that should there be anyone there that evening that was burdened about making an open profession? And he said, Lord, do not allow it to leave them until thou wilt bring it to pass. Now that found me, Lord. Might that find someone here tonight? They will know if they are carrying this exercise. And Lord, it will be with them as it was with the dear woman that had the issue of blood. Oh, how she was given faith to say, if I may but touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. And having pressed through the crowd and touched him, presently Jesus said, somebody hath touched me. And what did it do for that dear woman? While we read, she could no longer be hid. And thou knowest, Lord, if there are any here tonight that have been hiding. Oh, they've been hiding, Lord, as she had been. We know what had been going on within her disease. And it had been going on for 12 long years. And she rather grew worse. But when she touched him, she received virtue. It brought her out into the open. Lord, may there be those even here tonight that thou wilt bring out into the open, and they will come as she did, exactly as she did, and falling down at Jesus' feet, she told him for what cause she had touched him and how she was healed immediately. Lord, do then come. Thou alone knowest everything about this house of God and everyone that worships here. Lord, go on to bless them indeed. Oh, do then hear our cries. Bless everyone that is here in whatever way thou seest is needed. Grant further help at the desk, Lord, and grant further help at the organ. But Lord, do come. Oh, do come this evening. And grant, as thy word puts it in one place, such a time of blessing that there will not be room enough to receive it. And if thou art pleased to do that, Lord, we shall need what follows. And I will rebuke the devourer. Oh, Lord, do that. Rebuke the devourer for thy own great name's sake. For as we used to sing in the Sunday school at Jaira Tentalin years ago, what a dreadful foe is Satan. How he plots our ruin still. If we ever get to heaven, it will be against his will. Lord, do come. We would not multiply words, but all our askings would meet in this. We ask thy presence, Lord. Oh, we ask in Jesus' name, so needing to know and feel the cleansing power of his sin atoning blood. And Lord, one more request. Do grant me the needed grace and strength and help to speak in thy name. Amen.
In 908, saved is the sinner that believes the sacred gospel and show To him repentance Jesus gives, and sins complete remission too. 908.
Thank you. So needing divine help, I can but venture with the word of God you will find in our second reading in Genesis 39 and reading verse 21. The book of Genesis, chapter 39 and reading verse 21. That the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. But the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. Well, first of all, the Lord only knows if any of you here this evening are carrying a promise from God. And you will know if you are. Of course, we have read of how God came to Joseph at the age of 17. To give him those wondrous words of promise concerning what the Lord would yet do with him, what the Lord would yet fulfill through him in his life. But the whole thing must go into the grave, seeming to be buried. Now, again, the Lord only knows if there is someone, or even more than one, here tonight, to whom God has given a promise. Again, I tell you, you will know if he has. And you'll know what that promise is. And you will know just how it is with you in relation to it. Well, of course, we have read, have we not, in Genesis 37 regarding those two dreams that God gave to Joseph. We've also read this, that his father loved him more than all his children. Now just a word of warning then, for any of you here tonight whom God has given children, oh, don't we need to be careful as parents, lest we should fall into that same danger, and really, we would have to say sin. And yet, again, the Lord in great mercy overruled. And I wonder how many of us here this evening have great need to acknowledge how in mercy the Lord has overruled our sins, our failings, and anything in our life wherein we have been left to our own spirit in it. Well, we know then, just going back to those two dreams that God gave to Joseph. And if we really carefully think about it, we will know that the day did come. I find it in my heart to say to whomsoever it might be this evening, friend, if God has given you a promise, he will fulfill it in his own time and way. But the way into the fulfillment of Joseph's promise, oh, what did it mean? And again, there could be those here tonight, and the Lord knows, and I use that same way of speaking, it may seem to you, as we know it did with Joseph, as though the whole thing had come to nothing. I did feel that our opening hymn this evening was a help to me in venturing with this word. Because over the top of our opening hymn, it says longing for God's presence in soul trouble. And if ever Joseph knew what this was, he certainly did. And I want us enabled to try to show you why it had to be like it. And any of you here tonight, and I hope this may prove to be, as thus saith the Lord to any one of us, that you might go home with a God-given hope that yes, he will fulfill, as he most certainly will, what he has spoken. And of course we know that Joseph is a type of the Lord Jesus. But I have to venture like this. Why is it that when the Lord has spoken, given words of promise, why must there be the trial of faith? Well, the simple yet profound answer to it is this, that God will have, he must have, all the honour and the praise and the glory. That is why so often, though through darksome paths we go, we may know no reason. Now, you may be there. Joseph knew what it was to be there. Though through darksome paths we go, we may know no reason, but we shall hereafter know, each in his due season. And another word has just come into my mind in relation to this, and you may remember that it was spoken by the very God of heaven. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Now listen, hath he spoken, and shall he not fulfill it? I need to read it as it is in the word of God, that I do not misquote it. If I can just turn and read this to you. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent, hath he said? And shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken? And shall he not make it good? What do we read in one of the Psalms regarding Joseph in relation to the words of promise that God had given him? Well, we read this. We read this about Joseph. Now again, I don't know if I can just turn to it, but I do not want to misquote the word of God. But I wanted just to convey this, if the Lord would allow me to do so. What do we read about Joseph? Now, I just can't see the exact verse here, but if the Lord will help me to convey this to you regarding Joseph, until the time that his word came, the word of the Lord tried him. Are any of you there tonight? Again, you will know if you are. Until the time that his word, that you carrying a word, the Lord knows, and he will know too how many years you may have been waiting for the fulfillment of this, and how so often in the Lord's dealings, as it was here with Joseph, and I do want to try and keep to the word of God in this, but how often it is that the Lord trieth the righteous. Again, why is it? Well, we know why it is in this account here that we have with Joseph. And where did the Lord bring him eventually when he stood before Pharaoh? And you know what had happened. But what did Joseph say to Pharaoh regarding himself in it all? And in all that he had to walk in, he said this, "It is not in me." He at once, and oh, what he had to go through to bring him there. And some of us here tonight are not strangers to this either, are we? What we may have had to walk in, the depths that we may, and everything that the Lord has seen fit to lay upon us, in relation to his will and in relation to his own word. Well, may the Lord help me then a little to unfold this. But oh, what did it mean first of all? The hatred of his brethren. You know, yes, not every one of his brethren, but there were those among his brethren. What did they say regarding him? What did they say? And it came to pass when Joseph was come unto his brethren that they stripped Joseph out of his coat of many colours that was on him, and they took him and cast him into a pit. And the pit was empty. There was no water in it. What had they said? Behold, this dreamer cometh. Come now therefore and let us slay him and cast him into some pit, and we will say, some evil beast hath devoured him, and we shall see what will become of his dream. Are there any of you here tonight that are suffering on account of what the Lord has given you and what you are carrying before him? And you will say, yes. Oh, what a path it's been. You tremble as to what the end of these things will be. Well, I believe, and may the Lord enable me to say to anyone here tonight, friend, the end of it is going to be heaven and glory. And you're going to prove. I think of the lines of a hymn here, and I hope it will find souls that have come to this service with a burdened heart. And this is what I'm going to convey to you in this moment, what Christ has said must be fulfilled on this firm rock believers build. His word shall stand, his truth prevail, and not one jot or tittle fail. Hath he said, it comes back to my mind, hath he said, and shall he not do it? Hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? There's going to be an unfolding. There's going to be a fulfillment. Well then, just to bring us to this 39th chapter, where do we find Joseph, first of all? And Joseph was brought down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, an Egyptian, bought him at the hands of the Ishmaelites, which had brought him down thither. May we consider this then, first of all. Notice that the Lord was with him. The Lord was with him. And yet, why? And you may be saying the same in your heart tonight. Lord, why is this? I trembling cry, wilt thou pursue thy worm to death? 'Tis in this way, the Lord replied, I answer prayer for grace and faith. These inward trials I employ from self and pride to set thee free, to break thy schemes of earthly joy, that thou mayest seek thy all in me. John Newton knew it, and that is the path still that the Lord's people are walking in, and all of it to that end, that our God must have, will have, all the praise and the honour and the glory. And friend, if there's someone here tonight, and if the Lord should allow me to tell you, yes, that it is going to be fulfilled, he will fulfill it. He will bring your it to pass. And it will be as it was with Joseph. And yet, oh, with what he must go through, first of all. But oh, these words. And the Lord was with Joseph. Friend, he'll never leave thee, nor forsake. And yet you may be feeling just as though that's how it is. And you may have come here tonight, and you may have been pleading, that oh, if you're it, whatever it may be, if the Lord is in it, friend, this is why you're in the path that you're in. And all that it may have meant for you, and all that it may yet mean, for anyone that is here this evening. First of all, then, here is Joseph in Potiphar's house. He was the captain of the guard, and yet he had to be there. Now, another thought is this: with any of you that are here tonight, and you may be finding your path to be so mysterious, so strange, and you're wondering where the scene will end. And yet, and the Lord was with Joseph. You see, in the verse that I have read, and notice the wording in this 21st verse, in verse 2, in chapter 39, it says, and the Lord was with Joseph. And in the 21st verse, we have this little word, but the Lord was with Joseph. But the Lord was with Joseph. And we have the evidence of it. First of all, in Potiphar's house. And he was a prosperous man, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. Did you notice when we were reading this 39th chapter, what it says in verse 3? And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hand. Now, another part of the burden upon my spirit is this. When the Lord will bless poor sinners. And when there's another part of this word with me, and it's this, when the Lord will prepare his people for his will. Prepare them for his will. And the Lord knows what any of you may be carrying. But the Lord knows. And the Lord knew. If we think of Joseph, he was 17 when the Lord gave him those two dreams or visions. And we know this, that he carried all of this for a further 13 years. Until the time that his word came, the word of the Lord tried him. And here he is now in Potiphar's house. And yet, if we understand this account here aright, and yet you see, what was the secret of it all? Well, it was this. And the Lord was with Joseph. If there is one part of the subject that is upon my spirit this evening, and I can't help speaking like this, dear friends, for you, dear people that are here this evening, and the Lord was with Joseph. And the Lord was with Joseph in the midst of all that he must pass through. First of all, in Potiphar's house. And yet, this time of prosperity and divine favour, it didn't last very long. But all of it was in the Lord. It was a preparation. And the Lord alone knows, I can only venture in this way, that the Lord knows what he may be preparing any of us that are here, any of you that are here tonight. There may be that I've spoken about words of promise. And the Lord knows if any of you are carrying words of promise. And you will remember, because I believe this, that when the Lord does give a poor sinner any word of promise, it will, and sometimes especially, it will fill your soul with amazement that ever such blessing can be known, or put it another way, whatever the Lord may have in mind for you. And I can only hope that there may be a word for someone here tonight, that the Lord is fulfilling his will. And put it another way, perhaps tonight you can look back, and in looking back in your life, and in all that you have had to walk in, all that you may have had to walk in, and oh, what it has meant for you. You may have been brought even to death's door. Or you may have been brought into such a path that you may wonder, oh, you've wondered where the scene will end. Can there ever be anything come out of all this, Lord? Well, we know, of course, that there was. And yet, oh, how soon. A very solemn trial came upon Joseph. And I'm only going to put it to you like this. But what a trial was to come now upon Joseph in Potiphar's house. And I'll only go so far to say this. That it was in relation to his master's wife. What a place. What a path. For Joseph. And oh, sometimes in the path that the Lord's people are led into, they come into paths that they have not known. They come into paths that at times they cannot understand. Are you there tonight? Are you there tonight? Oh, but we do know this. And another. the thought is, your friends, God is his own interpreter, and he will make it plain. Why must Joseph? And I would venture lightly, why? You will say, I know I'm using the language of John Newton's hymn again, but is someone there tonight? Why is this thy trembling pride? Wilt thou pursue thy worm to death? 'Tis in this way, the Lord replied, I answer prayer for grace and faith. These inward trials, outward trials, I employ from self and pride to set thee free. And what is the Lord's purpose? To break thy schemes of earthly joy, that thou mayest seek thy all in me. What does it mean? It's Jesus only. That is where the Lord was bringing Joseph. And this is where the Lord will keep bringing his dear people. And there'll be first one thing and then another. And you'll may be brought into this word. You may have been brought into this word, wherein you've been made to feel it and understand it, to think that your God, through mysterious paths, into paths that you've not known, and yet, yes, you may be in paths you've not known before in your life, and yet what is the Lord's purpose? What was it here? To make darkness light before thee, and crooked things straight. Have you seen at least some of it? Have you seen some of it? To make crooked things straight? And all the way that the Lord has brought you, and yet the same purpose in the Lord's will is to the same end, if only the Lord will just help me to convey it. And now where do we find Joseph next? Where do we find him? Well, we find him in prison. Find him in prison. Does that find someone here tonight? You know, our friend, in giving out that first hymn this evening, and it did, it was a help to me in thinking of entering with this word, and I'll tell you this, that this word, I've been carrying it for however long it may be, but encompassed with clouds of distress and tempted all hope to resign. Well, doesn't that speak of Joseph? Doesn't it speak of you, whoever you may be? Encompassed with clouds of distress and tempted all hope to resign, I pant for the light of thy face, that I in thy beauty may shine. Friends, I can tell you this with Joseph and with the Lord's own dear people. This is his purpose. This is where he will bring his people. That I in thy beauty may shine. Disheartened with waiting so long, I sink at thy feet with my load. All plaintive, I pour out my song and stretch forth my hands unto God. Well, now then, Joseph is in the prison. And Joseph's master took him and put him in the prison, a place where the king's prisoners were bound, and he was there in the prison. Why did Joseph have to go into the prison? It was all part of the Lord's will for him. You think of it. He's now in the prison. But what do we read of him there? That the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy and gave him favour in the sight of the keeper of the prison. And the keeper of the prison committed, see, yet again, all of this to bring Joseph into the place that God had prepared for him. And I venture to say this. I can't help feeling there must be at least someone here tonight that the Lord is preparing for his will. whatever it is, I can leave that with the Lord. But the Lord is preparing you for His will. And this path that you're in, the Lord has put you there. First one thing and then another that the Lord may have brought into your life. And you may well be saying, strange and mysterious is my life, what opposites I feel within. And everything to do with you. And it may well be, and another thought has come, and it's this, you may well be with Jacob tonight in your feeling. And you've been saying it, haven't you? You may have been saying it today. All these things are against me. Well, of course, we know with Jacob, we know that wasn't true. And the Lord had a divine purpose in it, didn't He? When you think about it, and I do want to just keep to this, but when you think about it, you know, when you think of Jacob, he said, all these things are against me. And yet, the Lord was in it. And I believe it could be said that the last 17 years of Jacob's life, were the happiest that he'd ever known. Well, the Lord was then with him. Yes, in the prison. He had to come into this prison. Of course, we know why, in a particular way, regarding the butler and the baker. But I just digress for a moment. When you think about Joseph in the prison, and when you think about what happened there, and Pharaoh was wroth against two of his officers, against the chief of the butlers and against the chief of the bakers, and he put them in ward in the house of the captain of the guard into the prison, the place where Joseph was bound. And the captain of the guard charged Joseph with them, and he served them, and they continued a season in war. Think of it. And when they, Joseph came in unto them on this particular morning and looked upon them, and behold, they were sad. And he asked Pharaoh's officers that were with him in the ward of his Lord's house, saying, wherefore look ye so sadly today? And they said unto him, we have dreamed a dream. See how the Lord brings him. The Lord had given Joseph those two dreams. And they said unto him, we have dreamed a dream, and there is no interpreter of it. Now, this is another part of the subject. Joseph had been learning this. And he learned it in the fire. And I'm sure of this. With the Lord's dear people, it has ever been, and it still is. Oh, what we have, the fire. The fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. And it's in the Lord's hand. It was so here. And so, what did Joseph say to the butler and the baker regarding their dreams? And Joseph said unto them, do not interpretations belong to God? He was learning this. There was yet that to come, because we read in the beginning of the next chapter, and it came to pass at the end of 2 full years. There were still 2 more years, full years too, before the time began to come when the Lord's will was to be made known in Joseph's life. But part of it, first of all in Potiphar's house, and then in the prison. Who would have thought that the dear man must come to the prison? Are you there tonight in your feelings? And you may well have been saying, oh my Lord, what shall the end of these things be? What shall the end of these things be? Oh, but he Here we have a further word that I must venture to convey this evening. But the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy and gave him favour in the sight of the keeper of the prison. Well, perhaps in a sense, I hope that I've come here tonight particularly with this, and for whoever it may be for, and you will know if it is, and the Lord was with Joseph. Friend, if you go home with this tonight, whatever you may be in, that the Lord is with you. You've seen his hand. You've been brought through first one trial and then another. And yet, whom once he loves, he never leaves, but loves them to the end. And I believe I can, oh, I hope you could feel that the Lord is saying it, not this poor sinner. But friend, I can tell you this, all must come and last. And end as shall please your heavenly friend. But there's a purpose in it. And the Lord was with Joseph. But I wanted just to put there the difference. First in verse 2, and the Lord was with Joseph. But the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy and gave him favour in the sight of the keeper of the prison. But all of it, you see, every step of the way, all of it a preparation. From the age of 17 until he was 30 years old, first one thing and then another. But all of it to bring him and to bring you where the Lord will have you to be. Friend, I can tell you this, there's a preparation in all this. There's a preparation. And I do not know how any of you may have been praying about this service. You will know if you have. But I believe I can tell you this. He will bring it to pass. For he hath said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. And while there are those things in your path that you may not be able to understand, as yet Joseph couldn't, could he? Until the time that his word came, the word of the Lord tried him. And in the end, you know, let me just remind you of this as we come to a close this evening. If I can just read this. When Joseph said, and oh, with what feeling he said it. And what did he say? But think on me when it shall be well with thee, and show kindness, I pray thee, unto me, and make mention of me unto Pharaoh, and bring me out of this house. For indeed I was stolen away out of the land of the Hebrews. And here also have I done nothing that they should put me into the dungeon. Think on me when it is well with thee. But the butler forgot him until the time that his word came. The word of the Lord tried him. But the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy and gave him favour in the sight of the keeper of the prison. Well, just in closing tonight, a little from me, a little personal testimony. It goes right back to the year 1966. And I was to preach that day in Heathfield Chapel in Sussex. And unbeknown to me, your late dear deacon, Mr. Frank Ayres, he was on holiday. And it was suggested to him by a friend that there was a certain man who was going to be preaching in Heathfield Chapel. And his response to it was, "Oh, I'm not very keen on going to hear new preachers preaching. But I had to read that day in Heathfield Chapel exactly the same word as I had to venture with here tonight. And what happened? I didn't even know Mr. Ayres was there. Well, didn't even know. But however long after, I received a letter from him inviting me to preach here. And I first came here in March 1968. So friends, a little personal testimony. The same word, the very words I venture with tonight, were in the Lord's hand. And the dear man writes to me and says how the Lord led me into his very power. Could you come to preach at Swansea? I hope I say this to the glory of God, because the Lord knows if I'll ever preach here again. But you'll see how the Lord has brought it about. May the Lord bless his own word. Amen.
The collections last Lord's Day, which was for our needy cases fund, amounted to £1,100, for which we will be very thankful. God willing, Mr. Robert Field is expected to preach next Lord's Day, and Mr. Richard Field next Tuesday evening. Hymn 980. When sins and fears prevailing rise, and fainting hope almost expires, Jesus, to thee I lift my eyes, to thee I breathe my soul's desires. 980.
Thank you.
have ventured with thy holy word, but the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy. And Lord, surely our closing hymn sums it all up. Thy dear people. So Lord, thou knowest as our mind has gone back now some 41 years ago to that occasion in Heathfield Chapel, and we have felt that it was those very words that were in the Lord's hand to bring about the door being opened for one to come into this house of God. O Lord, then, can it please thee to wash my very soul, my preaching, my all, in thy precious blood? O, pardon anything that I may have spoken amiss. Let thy truth within us, within me, live. Now do take us, Lord, to our homes, or wherever it is to be, this night. And may we still be favoured to prove those same wondrous truths that the Lord was with Joseph, for he hath said, I'll never leave thee, nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man can do unto me. Be with this house of God still, Lord. Oh, do bless them indeed. And may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God the Father, with the communion of the Holy Spirit, be with you all. Amen.